This is Place to Be, written by Finlay Phoebe, read by Mistborn Hero. A Murderbot Podfic, rated for general audiences, featuring Murderbot's relationship with Mensa and Art. Don't sulk.
I'm not sulking.
Art's stop at preservation was a nice surprise. Apparently, the crew thought regularly visiting would strengthen the work relationship between Art's university and preservation. I think Seth used that as an excuse to visit the planet and load up on a type of fruit that he didn't know existed before their first stop here. I used that time to go with Mensa to several entertainment events, and spend some time with Bradula so I could look at how her documentary was coming along. She wanted to make sure I signed off on everything before it developed further, which I appreciated. After the last live play that Mensa and I watched, I walked her back to her residence on the transit ring, even though she wasn't in danger anymore. It was comfortable to walk next to her. Meanwhile, Art sulked, since I was giving it less of my attention. You seem happier now, traveling with Perihelion and its crew. Well, it was comfortable until she said that. I sighed, but made a gesture with one hand that I saw a character do in a show to indicate long-suffering agreement. One of my drones saw Mensa smile. I waited, but she didn't add anything. I like being with Art, and the crew listen to me when I tell them something is dangerous. I'm glad you found a place that you like to be. Art and its crew have been good for you. I didn't know what to say to that, and ignored Art, shifting from sulking to preening in our private connection. Mensa apparently didn't expect me to say anything either, and we finished the walk back to her quarters in merciful silence. Once we arrived, she asked me to wait for a moment, then quickly brought out a fairly large wrapped package. You missed the first year celebration. I've been holding on to the present that the family made for you. I didn't know what to say as I took the package from Mensa. I knew the celebration happened every year, but I hadn't thought anything about it, since I wouldn't be at preservation during it anyway. There was a lot of singing and dancing and gift-giving, from what I learned from the library archives. The original colonists started it to celebrate living on this planet for a full preservation year and not dying. I didn't expect Mensa to get me anything, though. I don't need things like humans do. Thanks. Mensa smiled over my shoulder. You're welcome. Good night, Sekionit. Art draped itself over me the closer I got to its hatch, until it was smothering me by the time I made it into my own cabin. I take it you're done sulking.
I don't sulk.
Sure. I sat on my bed and opened a package. Oh. Art's attention focused on the blanket that I unfolded over my lap. It was a piecemeal thing, made up of many squares of drastically different styles stitched together. Some looked like they were made out of many small pieces of fabric, and others were strings of threads and fibers looped together in a pattern. I accepted a data package from Art, and read it as I stroked the blanket. The squares had different textures of fibers used to create them, and the variety was nice against the synthetic skin of my fingers. I learned from the data packet that this was a quilted blanket, with some squares needed. This was really nice. It was obvious that the squares were made by humans with different levels of skill, though all treated with the same care when they were attached to each other. Mensa and her family made this for me. Art started an episode of Sanctuary Moon in the feed, and I watched it while I ran my fingers over the stitches, holding all the pieces together. The end. This has been recorded for Poisteen 2025.